All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I am super stoked to have good buddy of mine, Stratton Brown, on the show. Stratton, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. So Stratton is actually a client of mine, and shameless plug here, go listen to The Winning Move with Stratton Brown. Like, we're going to have this down linked in the description below, so you guys go make sure you check that out. But Stratton's got a great podcast that he's got some really, really good interviews on. I've gotten the privilege to listen to some of them, and man, some slamming episodes that you got out there, just tons of value. And I know, you know, I've been following you around just a little bit and just always giving information, just giving stuff away. And so you guys make sure, and then on Instagram, he's on Instagram as well. So we'll have all those linked down in the description below, but I'll give you the opportunity here in just a second to introduce yourself and then talk about the podcast a little bit, what people can expect and that kind of thing. And we'll, you know, kind of take it from there. But before we get into it, if you guys haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. And if you are on Apple Podcasts after this episode, not right now, but after this episode, head back over to the homepage, leave me a 5-star review with your feedback on this episode. I would much appreciate that. And then if you haven't already, make sure you pick up the REI Marketing Books, 210 pages of the top real estate investors in the world talking about how they run their marketing strategies, techniques, and all kinds of other tactics that are inside of this book. There's hundreds of things that you could do in here. And you can pick this up for $4.97. It's a free plus shipping book offer. And yes, it is a marketing funnel. So you're going to drop into my CRM and I'm going to remarket to you. So this is a marketing show. We're not hiding this kind of stuff, Stratton. So we're just going to let them know up front. But there is a tremendous amount of value that's in here. So you guys make sure you go pick that up one more time. REIMarketingBook.com. Hot off the press. Go get it now. Stratton.
I love it.
Let's hop in, man. Do me a favor. Introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do. Let's talk about the podcast a little bit, what you got going on there, and then we'll hop on in.
Yeah, man. So my name's Stratton Brown. I'm an investor based out of Fresno, California. We're here between Utah and California about 6 months out of the year. I primarily wholesale. I buy creative finance. I own a call center. And then now we're dabbling in some self-storage stuff. That's pretty fun.
Oh, self-storage. That sounds like it's going to be good. But cool. How long have you been doing that for? Self-storage stuff.
My girlfriend and I got back from a mastermind, I think 2 weeks ago. This was all her idea. And yeah, I like it, right? Because the single family space is really transactional.
Yeah.
Right. You don't get to keep anything. And then I own a couple houses and I was like, oh my God, like I hate tenants. And so self-storage seems to be the answer. And like, right, it's still sales. It's what I've done. I'm still talking to sellers, negotiating deals and everything else, but I can make it last longer, right? Oh, yeah. Our sub, because we bought 3 houses sub 2 last year. We got like 60K in down payments and that was awesome. But it's, what is that? Probably $1,500 in cash flow. And so that's not something to buy. Yeah. Oh yeah. You go close a self-storage deal. You can bring in 10K a month. That's something you're really, really happy about.
Yeah. And it's a lot less leads to deal with apparently. Yes. And then, but you know, they're obviously like bigger fish to fry, but hey, listen, when you get down the road, well, maybe we'll bring you back on to talk about that. Cause I think that's a great topic to talk about and see what marketing you're doing. Like what are the comparisons between self-storage marketing and, you know, bringing those leads in and what you're doing now. So, talk about the podcast. So The Winning Move with Stratton Brown, like what can people expect on that? Obviously, like I said, we'll have the links for those, so all the platforms linked below, but let's talk about that for just a second.
So it's not really, I don't really care about how people are doing deals. I want to hear how high level people think and operate in their day-to-day life. right? Like, that's what I want. Like, I want to know, what are you doing with your family? What are you doing? Like, what are you actually investing in? What are your hardest points? How'd you get past that? Like, what is your actual mindset? Did you just inherit some money and do some stuff and you haven't even faced a hardship yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things. And then I want to take everything I learned from them and go apply it in my life. It's pretty much 45 minutes to an hour and a half of me being selfish and recording it.
Right. That sounds good. Hey, that's not a bad like way to get content though, right? I mean, it's great. So, and it sounds like you have a lot of fun. Where my team gets to produce the episodes now, and it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun on the shows and just a tremendous amount of value. So again, make sure you go check that out, guys. Go listen to The Winning Move with Stratton Brown. So Stratton, let's talk about it. So we're talking about marketing and what you're doing in your business. And right before we hopped on here to record, I asked you, what should we talk about? And the first thing that came out of your mouth, immediately, no hesitation, cold calling. So cold calling is something that we've had a lot of talk about on this show specifically. But what seems to happen is that every person that talks about it really has a different approach. It's very interesting because there's a lot of cold callers out there, tons of investors in every single market that are cold calling. But it seems like the ones that are doing it right do it just a little bit differently than the rest of the herd. And so I'm interested to hear what you got going on. And obviously, like you said, the call center and whatnot, but let's talk about it. So cold calling, what are some of the things that maybe you're doing that you see other people not doing that they should, or vice versa? Like, they are doing something, they should stop that. Like, let's talk about some of the tactics you're doing with the cold calling.
So, I mean, the biggest thing that I think separates people is confidence, right? So I mentee some people and everything else. And all I say is, hop on the phone. You're talking respectfully to an uncle who you know, right? And you only have about 3 seconds to capture these people's attention. Show that you know what you're talking about and you're not some random guy. So we're always just like, hey, John, how's it going? I was calling by your house, 7123 Main Street. Have you ever thought about selling that thing? That's generally, if you're just calling on your own, you can worry about all these scripts and all this nonsense and everything else, but you have 3 seconds to capture their attention. And then if you have to go back and regather information, it's just more of a chance for you to gather rapport, right? We just need to know property condition, how soon they want to sell, their motivation, and their asking price. Those are the 4 pillars we need.
Yeah. And so basically what you're saying is be a human being. Like, you know, so like I get these calls and I just stop. I don't answer my phone. My phone's on silent. So if I don't have a scheduled phone call, I will not answer the phone because, you know, there's plenty of time. And I know a lot of real estate investors out there, like that's going to make them go crazy because they answer the phone. They have to, because they don't know if it's a motivated seller or not. But I get these calls all the time, and I'm sure everybody that's listening does the same thing, where, you know, you pick up and it's like a automated voice message that's going to be, you know, pitching you on something, or it's even, you know, somebody overseas that like, hello, is this Mr. Color? And just like this weird, strange voice that obviously, like you said, has zero confidence in it. And it's very obvious that they're going to pitch something to you, right? And so I think that setting yourself apart by having some confidence and sound like a human being is, it sounds like a no-brainer. It sounds simple, but very few people do it. What's up with that? Like, why aren't people, you know, having confidence when they're hopping on the phone? Is it a lack of understanding what they're talking about, or they think they need to use the scripts? I know you mentioned scripts. Like, what do you think is going on there?
I think it's really, you aren't used to getting your face kicked in every day. Legit, cold calling's hard, dude. Like, it's really, like, you're going to get repetitively just slapped and F-U'd and screw off, go get a real job, right? You're going to hear, and then you're going to get people pulling your chain and everything else, and people can't put up with it. Yeah. I cold called for and door knocked for months, like 6 months before I even got my first deal. And the reason people don't do it themselves is because they aren't used to repetitive failure and pushing through to see something to completion. Right. I mean, because it's a hard, hard thing to do. And a lot of people aren't used to doing very, very hard things. Right. They're looking for obviously all of us are looking for the easiest way to make the most money. Yeah. Right. And so it can be, and once you're used to it, right, it's easy. I don't cold call really anymore. But if I have to pick up the phone and I see a house and I drive by it, just pull it up on PropStream and give them a quick call, that's easy. Like, you're just doing that repetitively. But people don't like being told no that much. And then they for sure don't like the FUs, even though the FUs are a lot better because you just get a no faster and then you can get closer to your yes.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. I think, you know, one of my good buddies and a client of mine, John Martinez, talks about that. Like, go for the no. Like, figure out if somebody is no, like, don't stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time trying to get them like to convert. They're not motivated. Like if they say F off, they're not motivated, right? So that's interesting that you brought that up. And I'm always curious, you know, and I've heard a few people talk about this a little bit, but in your eyes, what's the best type of personality of a person to make those cold calls for you on your team? So somebody's got a wholesaling business and they know they got a cold call, but they're like, heck no, I ain't going to cold call because I don't want to scrape a cheese grater to my forehead for the next 12 months. What's the best type of person? Is it a car salesman? Is it just a good salesman in general? Is it a VA? Like what type of person are you putting on these cold calls?
So for me personally, I have VAs, but I love high energy people, and you can have someone with an accent. And as long as they're high energy and upbeat, it's really not going to matter because they're just going to bust through that barrier. They're just going to be like, hey, John, how's it going? And then they're already there and they're talking to him. It doesn't really matter. One of my best cold callers, she's not with us anymore, but she had a heavy, heavy accent and it didn't matter because she was so high energy and she was ready to go, right? It's a sales job, right? But all you're really doing is getting someone on the phone, small talk, gather info, pass it on to the next. So if you can have that high energy and keep that high energy and positive attitude for that long, that is what the best people to cold call. I don't care where you are. I don't care if it's your 3-year-old. I don't care who it is. That's what I think makes it the best.
That's interesting. And I'm glad you brought that up. Something I'm picking up on too is because you've kind of imitated a couple times. And what I'm picking up on is they're answering the phone call and you're not saying, hey, is this Mr. Color? You're automatically saying, hi, Mr. Color. This is blank and here's why I'm calling. Is that super important, that first messaging? Because you already said it, like you got to capture their attention in 3 seconds. So is that the type of messaging that you're doing on every single cold call? Is like you're automatically just like, hello, Mr. or Mrs. and then getting into it? Like, what's the messaging?
We want to disrupt their pattern, right? Because when you get a hi, is this a, then they automatically know what that is. And like, all right, screw you, I'm out.
Yeah.
If I can hop in and disrupt their pattern in any way, and then they aren't automatically going down that thought process, we're good to go. So ours is we use a very Steve Trank script. Steve's a good friend of mine. Yeah. And so it just goes like, hi, I don't know if you could help me, is one of them. And then we go into like, I was looking for the owner of 123 Main Street. And we go to the John Martinez, not okay. Right. So we're really, really not okay. So they make us okay. And that goes to the lack of confidence. And then we use the exact opposite where we're really, really high energy and we'll just burst through.
Huh. I like that. So you got like a hybrid of cold calling messaging going on. I love that.
Well, it depends on like what people are comfortable with. I want our people to be comfortable. And like, we'll just see what's performing, right? And like, what are you doing better with? And then obvious, because we just want to gather them for that first 3 seconds. Then after that, it is very, very easy. Like we're just gathering basic info.
Gotcha. So the rest of the call then is pretty simple. You're just gathering property info. What is the next thing that happens though? So after the cold call is done, you get the info that you need. What's like I'm always curious about this. Like, what's one of the last things that they say before hopping off the call? Like, we'll be in touch with you with a cash price offer, or are you giving a cash price offer on the phone? Like, what does that look like in the closing remarks after that you've gotten all those details?
So I like the hype up, right? So I want to, if you know who's going to be on the other side of that phone, you're comfortable. I would be like, hey, Stratton's going to be calling you in probably the next, and depending on whatever your company timeline is, right? The sooner you can get to the lead, the better. If you can do live transfers and it works for you, awesome. If you're going to do 24 hours, if you're going to do 12 hours, but no matter what, hype up that next person and make them excited to do business with the next person and let them know it's going to be a positive experience.
Oh, I like that. Right? So you're like, yeah, it says the cold caller and the closing remarks is the hype man for the lead manager or acquisitions manager, whoever is going to be taking that next. And they're just setting them up.
Yep. That's exactly what we're doing.
I love that. It's, man, that's good. So we've got a few more minutes here. We've got about 8-9 minutes before we got to hop off here. And I do want to give people the opportunity to connect with you and learn more about, you know, what you got going on towards the end of the show here, but let's get some final, like, cold calling tips, ninja tricks. Like, what are a couple of things that people should be doing, should not be doing? Some of the things that you're seeing in the industry of wholesalers doing cold calling, what are some things that you would advise people to do or not do?
Number one, the carriers are cracking down more and more. Like, you've seen it with texting, you've seen it with everything. I see a lot of people cold calling with one phone number. We use 15 phone numbers. Each phone number can only get up to 150 phone calls a day, right? Because you're going to get spammed out after that 150 phone calls. And so just pay the extra money so you can come across as an actual valid number and you're not getting spammed out. Because that is the number one. People are going to try and cheap out, only use one number connected to a Google Voice number. And then they're like, hey, man, my contact rate is like 1%. What's going on here? It's because you aren't buying the phone numbers, just paying it. And then that way you can get through to more people. That is number one, hands down.
And what platforms are you using for the cold calling?
We use CallTools 2.0 and Batch Dialer.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So that's a no-brainer. All right, so number two, let's get it.
Number two, a trick. I played a ton of video games when I got started, when I was cold calling. What's it called? Civilization Revolution, because it's like a turn-based strategy game. So I wouldn't be too into it, but I could cold call and I could pause the game. Nothing would happen. And I'd talk to the person. And then after that, I just, all right, turn it back on, go make my strategy move. And then I'd go on to the next one. Right. So that was really good. I watched a dude on Brent Daniels' channel who played Madden. But playing video games and keeping something that's going to keep your mind busy if you aren't getting a serious amount of calls.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I want to reiterate that. That was a little bit of an odd one. That threw me off a little bit. I love video games, so I'm cool with this, right?
Right.
But so what's the purpose? It's to keep your mind occupied off of the nose and always getting rejected and that kind of thing. Like, what?
I got ADD, bro. I get bored. Right? Like, it's boring to sit in front of your computer, right? Yeah. All day and not doing anything. And you're just sitting there and you're really only going to get 3 legitimate opportunities, right? Let's say between 1 and 5 legitimate opportunities to generate a lead in that day.
Yeah.
So the rest of that is nonsense and bullshit and people telling you to go screw yourself. So might as well keep yourself entertained for that nonsense, right? And the wrong numbers, the business lines, the disconnecteds, the voicemails, all of that. And then that way I'm saving my energy. I want to keep my energy as preserved as possible and as high as possible so I can use that on the people that matter. And then once you get into sales, you're going to do the same thing, right? You're only going to talk to the hot leads. You're going to only preserve your energy for the hot leads. You don't want to get dragged down by all the cold leads. Your leads manager can handle those cold and warm leads.
Man, that's interesting. And like you said, it's important. You got to keep that energy up because that's what, like when I asked you what type of personnel you need on the phones, that was the number one thing you said was the energy. Because if they don't have energy to keep it up, and like with your cold callers, they're probably working all day, I would assume, right? I mean, is it like 6 to 8 hours, or at what point does somebody get burned out? You know,
6 to 8 hours. I like it. It's about 6 hours a day. If they want to work 6 days a week, cool. We give them the option to go 8 hours or 6 hours a day, but you don't ever want them working more than 8 hours unless you have a savage on the phone and they're used to that. But I want to keep our people's morale high, right? Because it's a hard job. Nobody likes to do it. So I'd say keep them at 6 hours, 5 days a week, and then just go on and get another caller. For you people who want to go to cold calling services, don't waste your money until you can get someone at a full like 30 to 40 hours. Because you aren't even pushing through and getting any market share. Like at any point in time, right? Sometimes my callers will go up to like 8 callers at a time. You need to break through and compete with me and other investors who are significantly larger than me on the phone market, right? To get through to these homeowners. And if you're only putting in like 1 hour a day, bro, you're not going to do anything. You're wasting your money paying someone to do that for you.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's the same. It's the same thing with kind of any other marketing channel, especially like a paid advertising or something like that. Like you have to bust through with impressions, right? You got to get those impressions out there and not just what, like you said, 1 hour a day or something like that. It's not going to cut it. You got to bust through that line and make more calls than anybody. And that's why this is definitely, and I'm sure you agree with me. This is definitely a task that if you were the business owner, you've got to delegate this to the, you know, people, because then you'll burn yourself out and not be able to build the business. But this is one of those things you can't slack on. Like if you're going to cold call, what I'm hearing, you got to go all in.
Go all in. I mean, you at least want to get 1,000 dials a day in, man. And like people who make excuses, then you're not cut out for it. Go find something else. Go get a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Right. If you aren't willing to like just commit to it, I know if you got a family, I'd figure it out, have that conversation with your significant other, be like, hey, for the next 6 months, this is what I have to do in order for us to achieve our dreams, or in order for me to achieve my dream. Because if you aren't doing that, you're seriously just wasting your own time and money.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I hear that a lot. Like people like, yeah, we only cold call like 200, we make 200 or 300 dials a day. You're saying 1,000, you got to push it. And that's just to break through the barrier and get above the noise, get yourself above the noise of all the rest of the cold callers in your market. Cause you know, they're hitting up everybody else. So it's almost like a race to who can get the most touches, essentially, is what it is. The most impressions. So
that, and I mean, like, I love what Tyler Austin's doing with REI Sift. But like, you have to get there, you know, like you have to sift through all your data then to get to that point.
Yep.
And at a point in time, man, like you run out of niche lists to where you can only call high equity.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like there's only so many records at the courthouse to where at a point our number one performing list is high equity.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something to consider as well.
Yeah. Interesting, man. All good stuff. I'm glad I asked for the ninja tricks, because those two things are very, very important that not a lot of people talk about. They're just not going to, they don't think about it. They're just like, I'm just going to cold call as much as I can today and then just go at it that way. And that I have a little strategy behind it, I think. But yeah, man, this has been great. I appreciate everything that you've shared on this episode. We are going to have to wrap it up though. And I'm going to have you back again soon, definitely, because there's a lot more to talk about with this. I want to give you the opportunity, if somebody wanted to connect with you, learn more about the call center and like anything else that you got going on. Obviously, like I said, the podcast is going to be linked down in the description below. What's the best way for somebody to connect with you and learn more about what you got going on?
So for me personally, follow me on Instagram at StratDaddy. That's with two T's and two Y's. And then our call center is just callmagicians.com. And we handle pretty much all virtual staffing, not just calling.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's cool. Well, very awesome. So guys, again, that's going to be linked down in the description below. Make sure you connect with Stratton here and Strat Daddy. That's what we're going to call you from now on, Strat Daddy. I like that. So then, and then also make sure you check out the cold calling center. Great resource for you guys to be able to dip into. So Stratton, man, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for taking this 20-30 minutes on here and sharing just all these awesome tips. There's a lot to digest here, guys. So make sure that you write down every single thing. But thanks for being on, man. We look forward to having you back again soon.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for hopping in and joining us today. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. And again, like I said, now is the time to head over to the homepage. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review with your feedback on. Much appreciate that. And also, last but not least, make sure you order the REI Marketing Book, 210 pages of hundreds of marketing tactics, techniques, and strategies that the top real estate investors in the world are doing in their marketing. You can pick that up at reimarketingbook.com. Go get it now. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will catch you on the next one. See you later.